From Spark and Anvil and Trailforge, this is Watch, in Chapter 1 of the Trailforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On a bright, easy afternoon by the river, a young falcon named Watch stopped humming, tilted their head back, and went very quiet. Their friend Pip was crouched over a fishing line, perfectly content. The sun was warm. The clouds were fat and white and lazy, the kind that look painted on. Nothing at all seemed wrong. But Watch's amber eyes had caught something. Way up high, one of those lazy cotton ball clouds had stopped being lazy. It was climbing, puffing up, stretching tall, reaching for something above it. "Pip," Watch said softly, "the clouds are building." "Hmm?" Pip didn't look up. "They just look like nice fluffy clouds to me." Watch pulled a small card from a tunic pocket, a hand-drawn cloud, tall and dark and heavy. They held it up beside the real cloud in the sky, comparing. "See how it's growing straight up instead of drifting sideways? That's the cloud pulling water into itself. In an hour, it won't be white anymore." A breeze slid past them. It came from the wrong direction, from the west now, when it had been drifting east all morning. Pip felt it on the back of the neck and didn't think anything of it. Watch felt it and felt the whole afternoon change shape. "There," Watch murmured, mostly to themselves. "The sky just said something. It's always talking, Pip. You just have to notice the moment it changes." Pip shrugged and cast the line back out. Watch kept watching. That was the whole thing. The sky had leaned in and told them a secret, and now they knew.
Watch had not always been able to hear the sky. When they were very small, a storm had caught their family out in the open. One minute the sun was shining, the next the wind was screaming and the rain came sideways, and everyone was scrambling for cover, feathers flat, hearts pounding. Watch had huddled under a rock ledge, soaked and shaking, and thought the same terrible thought over and over. How did nobody know? How did it just happen out of nowhere? Later, when the sky was calm again and everything dripped, an old trail keeper had sat down beside them. She didn't tell Watch to be brave. She just looked up at the clearing clouds and said, "It didn't come out of nowhere, you know." Watch looked at her, still trembling a little. "The sky was talking all morning," she said gently. "The clouds were standing up tall. The birds went low and quiet. The air got heavy. Did you feel it? That thick, holding its breath feeling right before?" Watch remembered it suddenly, a strange pressing stillness in their chest they hadn't had a name for. "That was the sky telling us. We just weren't listening yet." She wasn't blaming anyone. She was offering something. The scary thing that jumped out of nowhere hadn't jumped at all. It had walked toward them slowly, in plain sight the whole time. And that meant it could be seen coming. That meant Watch never had to be caught flat and shaking again. From that day, Watch listened. The heavy air feeling stopped being frightening. It became a message they'd learned to read.
Watch walked to the Trail Academy when they were 12, because a place that studied the outdoors ought to understand the part of it that speaks first. The old mentor at the gate didn't ask Watch to prove they were fast or fearless or strong. She asked one question, standing under a clear and cloudless sky. "What is the weather going to do today?" Watch didn't answer right away. They closed their eyes and stood still. They felt the air on their feathers, a faint heaviness, a stillness that hadn't quite settled. They opened their eyes and pointed east, where three small clouds sat innocently on the horizon. "By afternoon," Watch said, "those three will be one tall, dark one, and it'll rain before supper. The air is already dropping. My ears keep wanting to pop." The mentor raised an eyebrow, but said nothing. She simply nodded Watch through the gate. That afternoon, right before supper, the rain came down, steady and unsurprising, exactly on time. "You belong here," the mentor said, watching it fall.
Watch's favorite students were the ones who thought they were bad at noticing. A young hiker named Bramble slumped onto the bench outside Watch's workshop one day, arms crossed. "I'm no good at this weather stuff," Bramble said. everything just looks like sky to me. It surprises me every single time. Watch knew that feeling, the flat, caught, soaked under a ledge feeling. Come here, they said. Don't look at the whole sky. That's too much. Just look at one cloud. Pick one. Bramble squinted upward. That one. Good. Is it wider than it is tall, or taller than it's wide? Taller. It's kind of standing up. That's all you have to see. Watch handed over a cloud card. A cloud standing up tall is a cloud that's working. It's collecting. Now, hold your hand out. Feel the wind. Which way? Bramble held out a palm. From behind me now. It was in my face a minute ago. You just noticed a wind shift, Watch said. By yourself. That's two signs, and you found both. They smiled. You're not bad at noticing, Bramble. You were just trying to notice everything at once. The sky doesn't talk in everything. It talks in one small change at a time. Bramble stared at the tall cloud, then at their own hand, then back up. So, it's going to rain? Before you finish walking home. So finish walking home. Watch grinned. See? You heard it. It was talking the whole time. You just started listening.
That evening, Bramble came back, quieter, after the rain had passed. When it's a clear day, Bramble asked, and there's no cloud yet, and nothing's changed, how do you know something's coming? Watch thought about the ledge, and the shaking, and the old trail keeper's gentle voice. You feel it before you see it, Watch said. There's this heaviness. The air goes thick and still, like the whole world took a breath and held it. Your chest gets a little tight without knowing why. They looked out at the wet, glittering trees. That feeling used to scare me. Now it's just the sky leaning close to tell me a secret before anyone else gets to hear it. Bramble was quiet for a while. Then they nodded, and Watch saw the crossed arms come loose, the shoulders drop, the same way years ago their own had, under a dripping rock ledge, the first time the fear turned into something they could read. Watch didn't say the rest out loud, but they felt it, warm and steady in their chest. Nothing ever really comes out of nowhere. If you stay soft and pay attention, the world tells you first. And being told first feels a little like being trusted.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Watch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.